And I have a schedule, you know, each class comes in for 30 minutes except for junior high kids, and they don't come this hour. I guess if I didn't keep you from it.
I can remember my days in the library in junior high school.
Oh, Lord.
I recall very little reading was done.
Oh, I just don't let them come unless they're planning on checking out a book or something. I just send them back. They're going to come up there and have a good time. That's all they're interested in.
That's right.
Tearing up the magazines or writing things in the magazines.
This is true. My librarian at high school had this attitude that when one was in the library, one did not touch the books. They were supposed to stay on the shelves and look pretty.
That's why mine was in high school. And I said, that's going to be, and she's just now retiring this year, too. I guess the kids are glad to see her go. But I said, I am not going to be that way. So we play games, and of course, at the elementary school, it's a lot different. I had a teacher in the lab downstairs came up one day last week of school and asked, could I please hold it down? We were playing running with the kindergarten kids and having it playing a game. And there's a steel beam that runs in the floor, and it's right, and when you walk on a certain way, it just vibrates the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was vibrating the learning lamp, so I told me to come up and sort of cool it.
Yeah.
But we have a good time anyway. I show them a lot of dance strips and things like that. I think the angels are coming. I hope they do anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my mother likes it so much, she brings her work home with her. And find her in the living room surrounded by cards and government documents and spicy stuff like that. You know, this is dry.
Not into stuff like that, thank goodness. I think I'd sort of be lost. I'm more on less on homeless green pea and books like that.
Well, my mother, before she became a librarian at Troy State, was a librarian for what they called the laboratory school. It was associated with the college, you know. Was run pretty closely with the school of education there. And so, you know, she still reads that kind of thing. They have a collection there in the college for the students who are in elementary education. And of course they have to familiarize themselves with all the stuff.
And all the Calicut winners and
you keep reading the stuff, your brain will turn to Jell-O. And sometimes what's really bad, I think she's reading it for her own pleasure.
Some of it seems to be. I had a book just this last month that came in that I ordered, and the name of it was Liza Lou and the Yellow Belly Swamp. It was darling. It really is about a little black girl lived in a swamp and how there were haints and goblins and everything in the swamp. And I have more fun reading those things.
Yeah.
You know, the kids out loud, and they're just sitting there, you know, their eyes so big. And one little girl was sitting on the floor in kindergarten. She was sitting on the floor right under, and I've got a little big chair that I'm practicing on the floor with them. And every time I turn the page of the book, of course, I have those big goblins and ghosts and everything. And she's a little black girl, and she'd say, "Oh, love." Every time I turn the page before I'd start, she'd say, "Oh, love." And I knew what was coming, and I was about to break up. It was really funny. The children, I enjoy working with children. They keep you young.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of, you know, what's going on, you know, what you expect out of your own. You're not shocked when your own do something.
That's true.
You're having yourself a problem, aren't you?
Let's see, one other thing I wanted to ask you was, are you in any kind of church groups or clubs or civic organizations or anything like that?
I love that. United Methodist Women's Group, which is there's two groups like this in our church, one for the younger women and one for the older women, and I'm a member of that. And then I'm a member of the Alumni Association, Chi Omega. I was Chi Omega when I was in school. My story and my whole thing, and I'm really involved in that. I'm an officer this year, and I'm into that a lot. And I was a member of Pilot Club, and I couldn't handle all this. I had to let some of that stuff go.